Thank you for choosing our shop fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Phil. I'm online trying to set up an account for my art shop, which I hope to have in the next 2 months. I'm hit a snafu here on the credit check. I don't know what was wrong with my information, but it says I should call you, straighten it out.
I could very much help you with that. Can I get your name, sir?
Yes, Richard Jones.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Real quick, just so I can see what's going on our side, what is your house number?
It's 80 Esopus Avenue in Kingston.
Say that number one more time. It kind of cut out there a little bit.
80.
And what's the street?
Esopus, E-S-O-P-U-S Avenue.
Thank you very much for that. And was this for home internet?
Yes.
What speed were you looking at originally? 1 or 2 gig?
I wasn't sure about that because we don't download or upload very much stuff. We just watch TV, use our iPhones, and try to be happy. So I thought one gig was enough.
That's perfectly fine. If you think 1 gig is enough, 1 gig should be perfectly fine.
You can always upgrade, right?
Yes, you can. If you find out that you're not getting enough speed, yes, you can always upgrade.
Okay.
Did you select if you needed any kind of Wi-Fi extenders?
Yes.
So how many did you put?
One.
One. All right. Did you need home phone service?
No, we have iPhones.
Okay. You're saying something about the Wi-Fi extenders?
I'm saying it again.
You said something about the Wi-Fi extenders. You were saying something about that?
Oh no, just that we live on a 50 by 100 foot lot, and I figured one extender would be enough to cover us and into our neighbor's front yard.
That should be plenty. So just to make sure I got everything correct, we have 80 Esopus Avenue here in Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you guys get your utilities? Are they overhead or underground?
Well, the electric and the phone services come overhead.
All right, that's through the air. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. Give me 1 second. I'm getting a couple of bits of information ready on my side real quick. All right. And spell your name for me just really quickly, just so I make sure I'm putting it in correctly into our system.
Oh, J-O-N-E-S, Jones. It's like Smith, only different.
And how do you spell your first name? Just
Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Fantastic. One moment while I get some of this information ready to go on my side, just to make sure everything's going okay. All right, what's a good email address for you?
The one and only, and I'll spell it out for you. B-A-R-L-E-Y-S.
F as in Frank or S as in Sam?
I think that was S as in Sam.
Yes.
Okay. B as in boy, O as in oh my God, and Y as yes.
So Barley's boy?
Barley's boy.
Okay.
AOL.com.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Jones.
That's all right.
And the phone number you're calling me from, that 845-389-4919, is that a good contact number?
Well, that's our new iPhones. We have a landline also, but that's my iPhone.
Alrighty, we have a couple.
My mobile. I should use the terminology correctly.
It's your cell phone. It's your cell phone. We could just go with that one. So we have a couple
of
ways.
Right,
so we do have a couple of ways we can get a hold of you and contact you. We have phone, email, and text. Which one would you prefer?
You could call on the phone or you could text. If I'm not available, then it'll go to voicemail and I'll pick it up.
No worries about that. We do have a couple of disclosures we have about our communications. Here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging with important information like installation of appointments, updates, and other order status and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you, we'll only use this method for account-specific updates. We won't contact you with any advertisements to your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. And if that's okay with you, we can continue on going down the road.
Okay. Could you repeat that? I'm kidding. Sounds good.
You're killing me with Sounds Joe. Good. You're killing me.
That's all right. I'm a killer.
All right. Just to go over.
That's the end of the day, too.
My day doesn't end until 7, so.
All right.
I'm not worried about
two more hours to be abused. Go ahead.
Yeah. All righty. So just to go over a couple of bits of details, what we have a 1 gig home internet service. As you stated, you saw that it was good to go in a couple of months. Looks like your in-service date is going to be October 25th. So that's about 2 months down the road from now is when it would be available at SFS, because that's the length of time it's going to take for us to get down that road and have everything ready to go. You are looking for one additional Wi-Fi extender, and everything else that we've talked about is good to go. And we're getting now at the credit check portion, where we just need to run a couple bits of information to determine you are who you say you are, and just to see if you're required to pay that minimum deposit. So let me get that little bit of information in for you real quick, and I will be asking for your social security number here in just a moment, just to make sure I'm double checking and getting everything good to go on my side. All right, Mr. Jones, whenever you're ready, go ahead with that social.
068-46-5908.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's submitting right now. Just give me one moment. All right.
Last time I looked, we had a credit rating of 781.
Yeah, you're a very good match for us here at Archtop Fiber. Everything looks good to go on my end. I don't know why the system wasn't working on your side, so at least I'm getting you covered.
I can't figure it out either.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. Now, would you like to enroll in our auto pay and paperless billing? By doing so, if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account, that'll give you a $10 discount on your service. If you sign up with a credit or debit card, that's only a $5 discount. Would you like to sign up for that today?
With the checking account. Okay,
good to check. Fantastic. Whenever you are ready, go ahead with that routing
number. Do we have it right here in the book? Okay, this is easy. All right, she's grabbing a blank check.
No worries.
That seems to be the preferred way that we'd like to pay.
Exactly. It's like, I'd like to pay with an electronic check if possible.
Yeah.
What do you need first?
So I'll need the routing number, which will be the first digits on the bottom of the check.
Right. 022... 000046.
Fantastic. That should be M&T Bank?
Yes.
Fantastic. And what's the account number?
610-163010.
Fantastic. What's the name on the account?
It's my name. It's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, middle initial S, last name Jones.
Thank you very much for that.
She doesn't let me touch her money.
She's like, it's my money. Don't touch it. All right. Lynn, is this a checking account?
Yes.
Fantastic. And do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Would you like to add a nickname just in case we need to make any kind of verification processes and we can utilize this information later on? This is optional. You don't have to make a nickname.
A nickname. You've done in the past another thing. How about money bags?
Why not? It works for me. And do you guys want to make this your primary payment method?
Primary payment method.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. There we go. Saving that account information. And it's going to be generating a token for me just so I can continue on to the next step. That's all good to go. I do have a couple of disclosures I do have to go over with you. We might call you back when we call you back to get you installed later on down the road. We'll probably be going over a few of these with you again. But for now, because this is part of our process, at the time of your initial connection, The technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your new fiber service is installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit and send all of your associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. You won't have to worry about that since we're doing a direct debit payment by setting up your online account. You are automatically enrolled in this account, which is your Archtop Fiber online account, using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration. Yes, no, maybe so.
Did we say yes?
Yes.
Did we say yes in unison?
Yes.
Did
we say yes?
All right. All right. So how did you guys hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
Oh, I've been beating around you guys ever since I first heard about it through a publication. And,
okay.
I signed up on the website months ago.
Before
you guys were even authorized to come into the town of Ulster. And then when I heard that, I said, yippee!
Oh, yeah.
We have a DirecTV dish on the building, which during the rain has a problem. We have our internet through Verizon and our landline phone through Verizon, but now I'm talking to you on the iPhone. So the Verizon's going, the landline's going, the dish, I don't know what we're going to do with it, probably put a planter around it or something, but it's up on the wall, so it's hard to do.
That's understandable.
I don't know whether we're going to continue with DirecTV or go with you guys, and I'm assuming since it's high speed, we can get any number of service streaming services.
Exactly. We here at Archtop Fiber actually do push for you to cut the cord and break the dish and just go with streaming services. There are a lot of different services out there that do offer local stations. If you're looking for something like your local news or just syndicated television shows, there are a lot of different services out there that are a lot cheaper month to month than what you'll find with something like DirecTV, Verizon, if they're offering any kind of cable packaging, or even Spectrum with their cable offerings. There's a lot of different streaming services out there if you're looking for stuff like that. And we are very, very, very pro streaming services here at Archtop Fiber. Now, for our installers,
now all I've got to do is get a TV that wasn't built 18 years ago.
I understand.
Yeah, we got to upgrade there too.
It's understandable. So is there anything our installer should be aware about on your property, such as buried lines, septic tanks, anything of the sort?
We got two vicious dogs next door, but they don't bother anybody.
Okay, if it's not on your property, we're not.
With you, sir.
All right, if it's not on your property, we don't need to worry about that.
No, it's not on the property.
All right. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about today?
Well, we wanted to go with the streaming service. I'm assuming is that an additional charge?
That is additional charges because we do not offer those streaming services ourselves here at Archtop Fiber. It's something we've passed along to to pretty much the corporate branch of everything, saying, hey, it'd be really great if you guys can contact these streaming services, potentially get, you know, some kind of deal working out. There may be something in the future, but at this time, there's nothing. Everything is on the customer side.
Our daughter's down in South Carolina, and this is what she has. She has a service, and then through that service, she signs up for whatever, Disney Plus, Hulu, whatever one floats your boat.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're looking for local channels, there are a few I can suggest to you if you would like to look into them. That would be YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV or Sling TV. Those are going to be the three best ones that you could potentially look into for local channels.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. So it just means more money. That's all.
Well, compared to your DirecTV bill, if you're getting the standard package of what they are offering, which is usually the local channels plus, let's just say, I think like 30 to 40.
We just paid that at $120.41.
Okay.
The Verizon cost us $102 and change. All right. And what else are we going to eliminate? That's about it.
No,
so
that
would be the two big ones right there. So that's $240 some odd right there.
If you want an honest suggestion, I would suggest the Hulu Plus Live TV. That'll give you about 125 regular, you know, cable channels plus your local channels, as well as the entire Hulu library that they have that's available to them, which are movies on demand streaming, and that comes out to about $85 a month.
As long as we get this GD hot modem out of my bedroom. I am sincere, sir. I have a DirecTV modem here, and I've got the Verizon modem in my room. And I have to have an air conditioner in the summer just to survive. It's like having an oven in my room.
No, I understand that, Mr. Jones.
We're going to relocate that to the position of the TV, which is in the family room at the back of the house. We've had Spectrum in here before, and of course the bills just got too much on that. But we understand eventually you're going to have to step up and pay a little bit more if you want to get what you want to get, and we want to get it.
That's understandable, Mr. Jones. Right. So we just submitted the order. Everything's good to go. We should be giving you a call sometime late October to make sure we can get service. We can just make sure service is all good to go and we're getting that installed for you.
Well,
you should be.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you're going to receive two emails at the email address that you provided with me today. The first one's going to be an overview of everything we talked about for this order, as well as giving you the time frame for your installation and how much your bill is going to be every month. Now, because the base price of Archtop Fiber is $79.99 and an additional extender is $7.99, before the discount, your total was $84.79, but with that discount, that brings your total for internet plus the extender down to $74.98, I think, is a grand total every single month. So that's your price. That includes all of the equipment. That includes your taxes and fees, as well as any of the charges for the internet service. You're not going to pay a penny more or a penny less. That is a price guarantee for 2 years. The second email you are going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your Archtop Fiber online account. In that email, you're going to see it provides you with a temporary ID. This ID is what you're going to use to log in for the first time. To help you set up your security questions, and after those questions have been answered, it'll ask you to reset your password to a more permanent password going forward.
Okay, we already started entering on the online sign up. Okay, that didn't go through.
I just took care of everything for you. You're all signed up and you're good to go, Mr. Jones.
All right.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Good, man.
Is there anything else I can help you with, you guys, today?
Can you heat up dinner for us?
I wish. I got to heat up my own dinner here soon.
Okay. I grilled the other day. I got sausages and hot dogs.
Oh, this sounds delicious. Well, Mr.
With the peppers and the onions.
Oh, very nice. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, thank you for calling us here
at
Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed here in the next couple of months.
Get them fancy-looking trucks on my block.
We'll work on that as soon as possible.
I saw them parked out of the old IBM complex.
Yep, that's
Enterprise
actually.
Drive.
Yep, that's our office.
Yep. Yeah, I seen them out there, and I said, yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and enjoy dinner.
You have a good evening. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.